Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here on StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, March 28, 2022, and I have the honor to have Professor James Spetzer, University of Minnesota professor, ex-captain of your Marine Corps, U.S. federal whistleblower declared, believe me, he comes under 18, I don't know which act it was whatever year it was, Jim, with me it was 18 or 1739 or something. That I fell underneath, and they kept changing the act and taking out to where you didn't have as much muscle and juice as what I got in the whistleblower act, supposedly. But we have nothing because of these courts are so corrupt today. Now, I have Professor Joe on with me. And this man, if you have not heard what's called the Galactic Foundation, you should hear it. Because of his wisdom and knowledge. He's 80 years of age this past week. Happy birthday, Joe. I've said that a couple, three times to you. Now, Jim, you're 81 or 82?
Happy birthday, Joe. Good, good age.
Hey, I'm only 67, and I feel like 150 years of age.
I thought he said you turned 80.
I'm 67, and I've had 38 years worth of friggin' I don't know what you would call it. I don't know. Joe, how would you describe 38 years of this bullshit?
It's getting yanked around. That's all there is to it.
Yep. Now, I got two heavyweights on with me. Now, Jim, recently, you made a documentary. It's going to be coming out without speaking anything. You tell what you want to, but Danny's taking care of business. And we're going to have more, folks. We're going to have lit-up whistleblowers. What's left of us out here, you're going to have our story. Now, tonight or tomorrow morning, I'll be publicizing on my site and say copyright across, and you won't see my face totally or any of this because there's more to be added. And I'm not going to say what it is. But there's a tester. There's 2 hours and 15 minutes of hardcore evidence I just threw out at you. Anybody. Test me. Did I tell the truth in that? Now, all I'm asking for is a contribution, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks. That's all I'm asking for. You got 2 hours and 15 minutes to be up tomorrow morning. That's all I'm asking for. You be honest and do it. Download. Now, Jim's coming. He needs to raise 100 grand for attorneys to fight for your rifle rights, gun rights. Believe me. You better have a gun at this point and a lot of ammo. If you don't, you're one stupid idiot in America. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. Except to say, download my video, contribute something. I got to pay my producer half. I'm paying him half for this raw material from StuWebb.com. It says, copyrighted across the front as you listen to 2 hours and 15 minutes of video on me. But there's more to come. There's federal agents being added to this video. There's professors being of law added to the professor. And IRS agents, DE agents, and other agents. And then we're going to get into other people. The Jim Spetzer, my friend, knows. Other people are going to be interviewed. We're going to make a round table of this. With that said, I want Jim Betts, I want Joe to lead this thing this evening as my co-host. But Joe, after we have this discussion, at some point I want you to drop the hammer on what we talked about yesterday and today. In the meantime, I welcome James Spetzer. And I welcome Joe. Joe, would you pick it up and thank Mr. Spetzer? And Mr. Spetzer, please give us your latest report. Jim, you're always on top of it.
Well, Stu, most of the people will have no idea. They're certainly not going to hear it from the mainstream, but a CIA officer has openly confessed to rigging the 2020 election for Joe Biden and says they would do it all over again. A CIA officer has confessed that deep state rigged the 2020 election in Joe Biden's favor and boldly admitted the agency would do it again. Former CIA officer John Cypher, SIPHER, claimed in his stunning Twitter thread, he took particular joy in discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop from Hell narrative and enthusiastically admitted to shifting the election away
Jim,
from Trump.
Hang on a second. The Hunter Biden laptop, there's a site called G News, G as in George, news.com, that was posting everything. If I hooked it up to my site, I would be classified as a porno site, and then I would be shut down. But go ahead.
Cypher was among the many intelligence experts who falsely claimed the Hunter Biden laptop story from the New York Post back in October of 2020 was part of a Russian disinformation campaign. RedVoiceMedia.com reports, a March 18th report from the New York Post mentioned how Cypher was among the officials who signed a letter saying the laptop has the classic earmarks of the Russian information operation, yet these 51 purported experts didn't have any evidence to back up their assertion. They were merely operating off of a, not even a convenient hot. They just wanted to discredit that it would be so damaging to the Biden campaign prior to the election. A letter they all signed was published on October 19th of 2020, just 5 days after the New York Post dropped the bombshell story on the laptop that's now been vitiated. Now been validated by a myriad of outlets, including the New York Times. Indeed, the stuff coming out of the laptop is simply massive and simply overwhelming. It shows all forms of treason, even involvement beyond the pornography and all the sex and the drug addiction and child sex. It shows Hunter Biden was deeply involved with the biolabs in Ukraine. This is a monster story.
Now, the biolabs, if I may interrupt for a moment, I want to add to it, is my friend, the dead whistleblower 2 months ago, former prosecutor of Colorado, her husband. It's in the audio. 2 hours and 15 minutes spoken of her name and her husband's name. They came across this as a former Colorado prosecutor. Go ahead, Jim. If the Russians were to hit those biological sites, half the planet is dead. I put that in the audio video that is going to be up by tomorrow morning with this audio of this recording. Go ahead, Jim.
Go for Joe. I mean, this is the basic. I mean, the biolabs.
The biological chemical weapons were being shipped out of K-State, Manhattan, Kansas. The Israelis and Chinese both were recipients of it, who took it to the Ukraine, where there's a big portion of this big Israel living. And Joe, I want you to touch on this. I want you to jump in here for a minute.
I think what we need to do here is to focus in on what Jim is saying.
And we'll come back to it. But Jim,
he has the exact facts.
You got him, Jim.
The exact dates. And this is absolutely profound about what he is transmitting to everybody that's going to listen to this. So Jim, please continue on, because this is absolutely important.
Well, Cypher's response has been very smug. He's been very arrogant about it. He's proud of having done it. He claimed it was Russian disinformation. He knew better. He takes special pride in personally swinging the election away from Trump. You're welcome. He's complaining about those who tried to block him. After smugly boasting about how he relished the impact caused by his and others' false assertions, he shared another post on Twitter trying to clean up his fire. The irony of Cypher, perhaps, as reading the post with just to be clear to go on and deliver the most nonsensical art of spin, is the chef's kiss in all this. Cypher's claiming he and others didn't claim the laptop wasn't Biden's, but merely that the story was shared for disinformation purposes. That makes zero sense, considering the October 2020 report from the New York Post was about the Hunter Biden laptop and the contents and communication discovered thereon. The laptop was a story. The call exploring and amplifying of the report. This information is to literally call the laptop itself a piece of disinformation. It is obviously merely to obscure the significance of this devastating report. But Biden wouldn't have won anyway. Just days before the election, he and Kamala Harris made an unusual joint appearance in Phoenix. And the number of those who turned out to watch the two of them together just before the election was zero. Count it. Zero. No one came. The idea that this guy would receive 90 million votes in most of any presidential candidate in history is beyond absurd. But what's most telling here is that the director of the FBI at the time, the attorney general at the time, they knew that this laptop had all this unbelievable, devastating information, and they refused to make it public. They covered it up so it's not to harm Biden's prospects. And this is just one of the most disgusting stories of our time.
Good joke.
I think what we have here, Jim, is again those behind the scenes that are obscuring and diverting anything that would inhibit what is going on now in Ukraine. And we can specifically say, without a doubt, to say that this is a Nazi endeavor, as Putin has said, the real issue is people like Nuland, Robert, her husband, and the neocons who have conned Congress out of something like $14 billion. I can guarantee you the hands are going to be all out there to get their cut of that $14 billion that the taxpayer has to pay for this show that is going on right now. And remember, folks, the shelling and the harm that is going on now is up around the border, up around Dubask. And those people that are really doing the shelling are the Kalinsky regime. They are the ones that are causing the casualties among the civilians. Go ahead, Jim.
No, you got it. You got it. That's all really good. We got a military doctor, by the way, attesting he was ordered to cover up a wave of injuries following the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A medical officer with the military testified in court, just told by a superior to suppress her findings with regard to the DOD's defense medical epidemiological database after the vaccine mandate. Dr. Teresa Long said while giving testimony in court, she and two other medical professionals found a spike in cancer cases, neurological disorders, and miscarriages after the vaccine mandate went into place. She and others have made shocking discoveries were ordered to keep quiet. Quote, on so many soldiers being destroyed by this vaccine, not a single member of my senior command has discussed my concerns with me. I have nothing to gain and everything to lose by talking about it. I'm okay with that, however, because I'm watching people be absolutely destroyed. Our military is being destroyed, and don't kid yourself, this is intentional. They want to replace them with migrants who are going to promise citizenship by joining the military, who will be willing to shoot American citizens like American soldiers would never do.
This can be confirmed, Jim, with what is happening down on the border right now. For 2021, 2 million, I said, 2 million just simply walked across the border. 2 million, they simply walked across the border, and those are the ones that turned themselves in. 2 million. We have now 170,000 lining up on the border now to cross. And if you don't think that they're not going to be used, you're sadly mistaken, because Jim is stating it exactly right. This is going to be a big base for the Democratic Party, and it's going to be a base for the bringing down of the European culture in this country.
Be prepared for war, people. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, Sue, we got a very interesting situation where it looks very much as though this new candidate for the Supreme Court, Bush, would push the court into an activist organization to shape policy, which is a Democrat's desire because they can't get through Congress the policies they want. Here, in an interview on Real America with Dan Ball, Project 21 member Mike Lawson warned that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, if confirmed, would further radicalize the U.S. Supreme Court, even though she'd be replacing a justice who was already an arch liberal. He explained the left is sought to transform the court into a policy-making instrument, contrary to the founders' intent. He said the judiciary has become the most dangerous branch of government. He pointed out radicals are trying to install radical judges and justices so the courts can be used to approve all of their agenda items that they know couldn't get passed in Congress. Noting that every type of major issue makes its way to the highest court, he condemned the trickle-down impact of decisions on abortion, gun rights, and more that have been and may be imposed by judicial action. It still seems the ones being hurt by all the problems out there are, of course, the less fortunate in the country, rhetorically asking what the elites are doing about it. He added, not much. Adding that Meyer and Brown were just in the same cause, he then asked if a Brown confirmation might make a difference here to have an effect on the court. Undoubtedly, that would bring about an unwelcome change. She has a history of under-sentencing crime being soft on it, a history of supporting race and gender based theories, like fatal race theory being pushed on her children. If she's to be confirmed, she's to the Supreme Court, she's going to place the body well beyond what our original framers had intended as America's founding. Pushing back, an even greater concern would be that down the road, when a conservative justice retired, Brown is deflecting questions that would reveal more about how she would have a profound impact for the worse should be she be confirmed. She was unwilling to address whether she believed in packing the court. She's well known for giving lighter sentences for the possession of child pornography, the federal guidelines. She's anti the Second Amendment, but most important, she's an activist. She wants to turn the court into an activist institution, not one that simply interprets the law as it stands, but one who wants to make new law from the bench. I think she's dangerous and should not be confirmed.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have just said it exactly right on the head, because this woman is, no questions have really been asked. How would you handle constitutional questions? I watched some of the hearings. None of those questions were really asked.
Hey, Joe, I'm in agreement. Go ahead.
So what do we have here? We have a woman that is literally, is she constitutionally competent? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I can guarantee you she's going to be very happy when the questions are coming up, when people can no longer stand, when the invasion that is happening down here on the southern border from Tijuana all the way to Brownsville, which is 2,500 miles, a literal invasion. I've watched many videos by two individuals who have done an excellent job of videotaping them just walking across the border. Then he put on a little raft with life preservers. The coyote pulls the raft across. They jump out. The National Guard helps them out. They walk down the road a tenth of a mile. They sit down at a desk. The FBI fills out some cursive forms. Then they put on buses and they're taken to a center and then taken to throughout the United States. We have down here in Phoenix right now a conglomeration of them. They don't know what to do with all these people that are showing up at the airport that are not citizens of this country. This is happening all along the South. And if you don't think that it's not violent, I witnessed myself tracers being shot across the border, a 50 cal tracer. It was not just one or two shots. It was around 36 shots that were shot across the border. And not only that, 2 weeks ago, they had the cartels on the American side out at the border get into a fight, a big shootout. Do you not think that this is not going to spread to the United States, further up into the United States? Yes, it is. We had 9 police officers in 1 month wounded. 9. I get Police Tribune. We are losing to officers being shot either by blacks or Mexicans, being shot every day. There's at least 2 officers that are being shot, and half of those are killed. That's going on right now. We just had today, in this little town north of Phoenix called Prescott. I received a call from a friend who told me about what happened. Highway patrol tried to pull over a car that was speeding. The car would not pull over. It went through what we call Prescott Valley at 100 miles per hour. He ducked into a residential section, hit 2 cars, hit 3 condominiums and 2 more cars, got out of the car and ran away. And it turned out to be, you guessed it, someone from south of the border.